I'm tired of being traded. I mean, that's not a good thing, but I just want to be where I'm wanted. And I like it here. I mean, it hasn't been as planned, but I definitely want to be here. We have a real chance to win the NBA championship, and I want to be a part of that.
Isaiah Thomas had not connected with his teammates. He had publicly come out against the coaching staff. He's not in great physical condition yet coming off that injury. What Cleveland gets in Jordan Clarkson, who is volume scoring guard, can play both guard positions, certainly can defend better than Thomas could. And then Larry Nance, you know, a versatile athletic forward. Cleveland has now given up their first round pick this year. They've been very leery about giving up that Brooklyn pick, which they have, which is a lottery pick. But it certainly changes the dynamic in that locker room. They needed to sort of open the windows and let some air in. That group could not go forward together.
You get a calf, and you get a calf, and Bill gets a calf. Everybody gets a calf. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. No John Lee today. No Tyler Scott today.
No.
Going way
no
down
Michael
the bench.
Carroll.
Way down the bench.
You know what it feels like? It feels like we're LeBron James and J.R. Smith, and we're like looking around, and it's like, who's that guy?
Yeah. He's going to be starting tonight.
So, what? Where'd he come from?
He's right in the lineup. Jose Partida will be filling in today. We'll see how he does. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. And Jose, your Twitter's something weird, right? It's like ParJ94 or something like that.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay, so at ParJ94. Good luck finding that one. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's Thursday. Weekend's almost here, man.
Yeah.
This is good news.
Yeah, we're making it.
Another good call on the Aggies last night, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I cashed on that one.
The roll continues, my man.
Yeah, I laid off hockey last night because there weren't many games. But so far, I'm having a 5-0 week using my hockey and your basketball.
Good for you.
So just kind of
good for me. Good for everybody.
Yeah.
Good for the people.
It is good for the people.
I have hit the 65% mark in college basketball, which I'm – listen – and this is be warned, if you're tailing my picks, it's unsustainable.
Right.
It's just not. It can't keep being this good.
Of course, I remember that year I had in the CFL about 3 years ago where I kept saying that, and it never stopped. So maybe it'll never stop.
But if I finish at 58%, I would be thrilled beyond belief.
I think you're going to keep going up.
And
I just think you're dialed in right now.
Well, it's working.
Yeah. So you got anything for the people
tonight? I do. I have a couple plays tonight. My favorite play is UL Lafayette -2 against Georgia State. UL Lafayette might be the best mid-major team in the country. They have a bunch of transfers from USC, from Missouri. Like, they've got a ton of high-major talent on their team, which that's something you don't see very often. They're one of the best defensive teams in the country. It's like less than 0.9 points per possession. Which puts them way up there in that stat. I think there's only like 7 teams in the country with that meet that mark. And I'm on Duke +2 against North Carolina tonight. For the people who don't want to search for a stream of UL Lafayette, Georgia State, Duke North Carolina should be pretty readily available to you. And I like USC +4 against Arizona State tonight. I continue to fade Arizona State, and USC should get boat right back tonight. Should be a good spot for them.
All right. On Calgary, New Jersey, over 5.5.
Okay, you're going an over. You've been on the unders.
Been on the unders lately, but this one we're going over.
Okay.
So there. What else is going on?
Our teams played last night, and they went to overtime, and there was like it took forever for them to finish the shootout.
Yeah, that was that was kind of a bizarre game. I listened to a lot of it last night, and you know, it came down to the wire, but my guys got it done when they needed to.
Yeah.
They got the 2 points. Frankly, the Leafs need the 2 points more than the Preds do right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you got the loser point out.
I was willing to let you have that one. Fred.
Thank you.
To give you that bonus point.
I appreciate that. So, all right. So, are we gonna tick people off today or what? What are we gonna do today?
I don't know. Apparently, I got it. You know, I got in trouble yesterday. I don't understand why. I don't think we did anything wrong, but sometimes that happens. Sometimes I say, really, I got in trouble for that.
Of all the crap.
Of all the things. So apparently someone out there had delicate ears and is a big giant crybaby and went and told on us. And I hate you, first of all. And yeah, that's about it.
All right. I would just say that we've said a lot worse on this show.
Oh, way worse.
I've said worse. You've said worse. Jong has said worse. Jose hasn't yet because this is his debut. I noticed he's already pulling a Jong. He's like disappearing behind the thing there, so I
it's
can't
like
see him.
Listening to the show is too inconvenient for him. He's so busy back there. Yeah. Jong does the same crap. It drives me crazy.
You know what he's probably doing? He's probably watching wrestling on his laptop.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. He's writing something for Sports Map about, I don't know, whatever the next wrestling thing to.
Hey,
he wrote Hell in a Cell, Money in the Bank.
Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that one.
Don't you still have your subscription?
No. Nope. They try. They send me things all the time like, hey, we really want you back. Here's 4 months for free. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to watch it. So you keep your 4 months. I appreciate it, though.
I get spammed a lot. The one that's starting to drive me nuts is SiriusXM because I get some kind of offer from them almost every day now, and it's nothing I would ever want. It's like, if you want to do me an offer, okay, we'll add this station for 6 months for an extra dollar. I'd look at that, but it's always some device that they're trying to sell. It's like, oh, this is a great deal. It's only $180. Yeah, for something I would never use?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thank you. I think I'll pass on that. 713-780-ESPN. What do you think of the moves your Cavs made?
Honestly, everyone's saying, "Oh my God, the Cavs just blew it." And I'm sort of I think there's two ways to look at it. I think the Cavs blew it because they now basically let the Lakers open up enough cap space to sign LeBron and Paul George next year, which if that were to happen, they would look back at this and go, "Damn. That was dumb."
Yeah, although they may also realize they're not getting LeBron next year.
That's possible. The other side of it is, did you think that the Cavs, built as they were this year, had any chance to win?
No.
I didn't either. I think the Cavs... Listen, Isaiah Thomas, I've been saying this since the day they traded for him. They messed up. At least they saw they messed up. They saw the Derrick Rose experiment wasn't working. And they said, you know what? Let's get out of here. Let's cut bait on this and try something new. They get Rodney Hood. They get Larry Nance. They get some good young guys. I think they might get better. They gave away the biggest name in the deal, Isaiah Thomas. But he wasn't working for them.
No.
Like, it was a bad fit. It was a bad fit. And I don't think they've got any worse of a chance to win the East than they did yesterday. So I'm not going to panic on them. I actually might go, you know what? They saw that it wasn't working. They're trying something new. I kind of applaud it.
I'm kind of with you on it because, frankly, if you're thinking you're not going to have LeBron next year, hitting the reset button now and trying to win it one more time, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to do it with that group. There was no question. And the whole Thomas thing didn't work. So, see how it plays out. But, you know, I think it's fun to see them actually do something.
Yep.
Any of the other moves excite you?
No. I don't care about anything else. None of the other, I mean, what, Dwayne Wade moves?
Ooh.
I mean, these are all guys who are sort of no longer... I don't want to say no longer relevant. That's probably harsh, but no longer big factors. I think the Cavs making the move that they made is good. I think the, you know, I think the trade was good for the Lakers too, because the Lakers now have cleared a bunch of cap space, and they're also going to, they're going to stay out of that, the spot in the draft where the Celtics would get their pick.
Yeah.
So now they've basically done both, it seems like, with the, with their move. So I feel like they did good. But I really like what the Cavs did. I think it helps LeBron, honestly. I think he sees the Cavs being younger. He sees guys, they got better defensively. Automatically, they got better defensively. And, you know, if he wanted to go to L.A., then he set himself up nicely to do just that. I'm surprised. I guess I was most surprised that the Celtics didn't make a move. It seems like they've been sort of setting things up for weeks that they were going to do something. Like they wouldn't sign Greg Monroe. Like they were basically like, okay, you're going to be our guy, but we need to keep the roster spot open so we can wiggle a trade. And then they didn't do anything. I also thought it was odd that the Thunder didn't go out and get anybody. And the Thunder, I don't think the Thunder are done, because they've needed a defensive wing, because Andre Roberson leaving has crippled that team defensively. And it looks like Tony Allen's going to get bought out by the Bulls. And I'm sure the Thunder are looking at him going, that's a perfect fit for us. And they don't have to give away anything, which is good. I don't know. I guess I was more surprised at teams not making moves. Like, I was surprised that the Grizzlies didn't move Tyreke Evans.
I think their asking price was too high from what I was reading.
Yeah.
They wanted too much for him.
And it's weird because they're not going to have any bird rights for him. And they're basically going to get nothing. And whatever. I guess they decide they want to. I guess they were saying that they thought that getting nothing for him would be better than taking a second rounder, which I don't know. I don't know how it plays into your team, like your fans saying, oh, well, we're just giving away stuff for nothing. But now, basically, Tyreke Evans is going to leave, and you're going to get zero in return. I was a little bit surprised about the Dwayne Wade move. I thought that would be one of the guys they'd want to keep around. I assume they had to move him to fit everything else into place. And he's been solid for the Cavs. He's not Dwayne Wade anymore.
Right.
But he's been solid for them, so I was kind of surprised at that.
But I think it's kind of cool that he goes back to Miami.
Yeah.
There's always that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I don't know if I'd go that far, Lance.
Oh, man.
Juggalo Trey is sick today, isn't he? I knew it. Yeah. He was in here coughing yesterday. He was in the bullpen coughing. I said, are you sick? He said, no, I'm not sick. Sure enough, today he's sick. No one's honest. How come no one can just, like, tell the truth? If you're walking around here hacking and gagging, and I say, hey, are you sick? Just say, yeah, and then I'll just say, go home. Get out of here.
Trey was yesterday. They said, Lance, Trey's sick, because they always, like, know that I'll mess with him a little bit, and he messed. I don't really mess with him. He's, hey, I'll just walk by. What do you think about Kentucky? Like, what do you mean? The state? Basketball team? Is there a football
fried
player?
Chicken.
He'll randomly say stuff. You don't understand. I can hear everything from my office, and I'm here until some days 6, some days 8:30.
Yeah.
Trey, oh, he was in my office last night. God, dog it. I cannot afford to get sick. Well, he, I just remembered that. Well, he goes, I know, right, exactly. The Trey will just randomly, it's like a James Joyce novel. It is a series of just random stream of consciousness commentary / questions / answers to questions he asks. It's unbelievable.
Trey is, what did I diagnose him with? Asperger's. Uh-huh. And he said, oh, you're right. Because Trey is...
Now he knows things.
He's one of the smartest guys, but one of the dumbest guys. Like, he is, it's really amazing because...
I think we all know somebody like that.
He defines it. I mean, there are some, you can ask him about who's... like.
You know his NASCAR, crazy NASCAR stuff.
But
right?
If I say, who's the bass player for the Cranberries, he could probably pull that out of his
head. No, he knows a lot more. So music, he's pretty good with sports, too. Like, I mean, Trey does know. You just get the sense. He told me that. I said, how'd you learn that much about NASCAR? Is there a book? He just said YouTube videos. And then I realized, oh, my God, my kids have this crazy, like, basketball reference encyclopedia, you know, basketball reference type of historical knowledge of basketball. Like, it's weird. They'll have arguments about Pete Maravich and you know, where Bill Russell stands versus Shaq. Guys they've never seen. And then I realized I've got little Trays at home, potentially, red hair.
Well, and without the social flaws.
Without the sweet hats.
Yeah. Trey.
I love Trey, for the record. I do too, man. Intern Trey is, I'm good with intern Trey.
I've tried
Trey.
To make him a star around this place.
I think he is.
And he's easily our most famous intern.
And I mean, shows up randomly from Baytown. Like, that's not hey, I think I'm just going to take a quick drive in for 40 minutes. He shows up on the weekends.
By the way, I think his internship ended like a semester and a half ago.
And you know, and Jose is one of them. I don't have my headphones on, but Jose is one of them that will mess with Trey. Like, and Trey doesn't back down from Jose. Now, Jose usually wins the argument.
You know who Trey hates? Who? Tyler.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
They hate each other. It's a mutual thing.
Tyler doesn't like Trey, and Tyler jabs at him all the time. And now, Tyler's a little wittier than Trey.
Yeah.
So it's not totally fair, but but Trey does try to fight back.
It's not totally
fair. He tries to fight back.
Trey stands his ground.
Yeah, he's not scared.
No, he stands his ground. But yeah, he'll lose that one to Tyler.
Yeah, but he's like... Trey,
he didn't go. Trey doesn't cross the line.
No,
he understands the pecking. The one thing I've noticed is he gets pecking order, and so he goes up to a point, but then he'll give it more to Jose.
Right.
But if somebody else, you know,
if someone higher up the ladder than pisses him off, he'll take it out on someone closer to his level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that there's so many interns here. I don't know. Like, there's three new ones every week.
Right.
And then the one kid from Texas Tech disappeared. I don't know. Is he still here?
But you got to show up.
Something happened.
You got to be memorable.
Yeah. Well.
You know what I mean?
He wins that one.
And one thing that I hate.
Rusty Wallace, 1992, Daytona, third place. He spun out and lost.
It's funny because normally my pet peeve with interns is when they try to talk to me about sports. And they try to make it the intern and AJ show off the air. I have no interest in that. In fact, it drives me crazy. It makes me hate that intern.
I like how AJ does it. Are you originally from the Northeast? Because you say what's on your mind a lot.
No, I just you know, just out there.
You just decided at some point in your life did you decide I'm not going to fake it anymore?
Yeah, it's such a waste of time.
Was it the military thing that
I think
did it?
So
I think so too.
I think it's better to let people know where you stand and you know just put it out there how you feel about things.
You were in combat, right?
No.
Oh, you weren't in combat.
No.
Okay.
But I try to tell these guys, and I try to say things up front. So people will just know, like, hey, he won't like it if you do that. So I feel like it's better for me to just say it out loud than be passive and be like, oh, God, he's driving me crazy, and then he's going to do it again the next day. So if I let him know, hey, I don't want to talk to you about sports off the air.
You see, you tell people that?
Yeah.
You're not just polite and just say,
no,
okay, cool.
I don't do that.
Listen, I got to run and get check on
see, it has he it works for him.
My lasagna.
I've got social flaws too. Yeah. Mine are that I'm a blunt object.
But it works for him because I can't tell you how many times I've told people I don't want to talk to you after the show. When the show's done, I'm getting out of here. Yeah. I've got stuff to do, and I can't tell you how many times people pull me over and want to talk about stuff.
Yeah,
and so I'm too nice about it.
I'm not,
and that's why it works.
Yeah, so I guess once you set the tone,
that's the move, man.
I guess once you set the tone.
Because at the end of the day, like, I've gotten to a point in my life.
You don't care about being liked.
I don't care if people like care me. About being liked. I mean, like I want my friends to like me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. James Harden once said, and somebody else said it before him, those that matter don't mind, and those that mind don't matter.
Yeah.
Feels like a James quote.
Like, I'm not looking around, I'm not in the market for a bunch of new friends.
No new friends?
No. I'm team no new friends.
Right.
So I'm barely team old friends. So
I am too, but only because I live in a hole here at the office for 5 months out of the year.
Yeah, I rarely socialize outside of my own home. When I do, I'm like having a couple beers with some buddies, and that's about it.
I'm kind of the same, actually.
I don't go out to bars to watch TV. I've got a TV at my house. I pay for every channel. My beer's paid for at my house.
You can hear it.
I can hear it. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to have like some chucklehead spitting my buffalo wings or whatever if I piss him off. I don't need that stuff. So I just I don't socialize that much.
So how do you handle when a wait staff, when your food, something's wrong with your food, or a waiter is slow with your drink order, or what, like, do you complain?
Yeah.
Are you surly?
Yeah.
And you're so, yeah. So it extends to the restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is every part of
my
life.
What about customer service when you call?
I don't really call customer. My wife deals with most everything that has, if something's got customer service, that falls under my wife's.
Smart. Honey and vinegar. I'm the one who can smooth it out. My wife just goes 0 to 10 immediately.
Yeah,
immediately we'll start fighting. I'm like, don't fight customer service. We're trying to win something here. We're trying to get this corrected.
So mine's just way too polite because she, typical Canadian, says, oh, geez, you think maybe that you know, you guys could speed it up a little bit? We kind of got to get out of here tonight. You know, do you mind? And then they just do it.
But I do.
It works, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, polite works. AJ, I don't know if you know this or not, but polite works here, too.
Okay. I mean, listen, there's a couple.
Do you ever try to be, like, nice and polite and, like, or do you ever fake it at all? Because Joe Rogan sat in a seat that, I remember we had Joe Rogan in to do comedy stuff, but this was like 2008, and I want to talk UFC. And I started talking UFC with them. Our board lit up. Everyone wanted to talk UFC. And that was, I mean, for me, it was very mainstream by then. But we still weren't doing a ton of it on the radio. And that's all it was. And Joe said, I just don't care about sports. And I know you guys have probably heard this. He just said, balls and rims and bats. And he goes, once you are involved in cage, and where it's like the door closes and you are just by yourself and you have to live with yourself and you have to know yourself. And, you know, he said that's – it cuts through everything. The BS in your life goes away and you start to be more focused on what is real, what is important, and all the other clutter. And that made me think of you because you've been in military, which will do that, especially if you've been in a situation where you've seen, you know, death,
right,
et cetera. And then the only other time I've heard about that is like – MMA stuff, cage stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what made me, that's why I wondered, because I didn't know if you had been in active, like, combat.
I don't go out of my way to be polite very often. I try to be friendly.
Do you?
But I also kind of let people
He's
know.
He's a lot more friendly than he lets on.
Yeah, I kind of let people know, like, listen, I'm not looking to, like, be best friends here. Like, it's, you know.
How are you in Austin?
It's pretty much the same way. This is.
Did y'all always get along, Fred?
Pretty much, yeah.
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 But you know what? You know what the best thing about Fred is? Fred doesn't chat me up during the break.
He doesn't?
No. And I told him when I first met him, I was like, listen, whatever has to be said, let's say it on the air. You know, and Fred was like, that's cool with me. We sit in here during the breaks, 5 minutes, not a word gets said. And I love it. Because the last thing I want to do is do an extra talk show during the breaks.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah,
the only time we talk about stuff, it'll have nothing to do with the show. It's not good. It might be something to do with work or something like that. That's not going to be on the air.
Well, me and Granada will talk about stuff, but I mean, we're buddies, so we talk about other stuff, and sometimes it'll lead to stuff on the air because our show is there's no telling which direction it will go.
Yeah,
right.
But so something off air can lead to a conversation on air. But you know, when I did a show with Charlie, Charlie's no nonsense. Charlie's not a small talker.
He's
Charlie Polillo is like, now once the mic's on, you know, a little personality. He's got a lot more pop culture stuff going on than you realize.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I've learned that from reading his columns on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
He's got stuff in there. I'm like, Charlie knows that?
Guess what happened yesterday in our meeting? Me and Lance and Charlie were in a meeting with a client.
Yeah.
Charlie made a joke to me. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I'm telling you, Charlie's got a wry sense of humor. I was riding back from New Orleans with Charlie, and we went and broadcast the Super Bowl right in a car, and I'm driving. On the way up there, Charlie got pulled over for speeding. Charlie was not happy. We're going back, and I'm flipping a channel. I said, just let me know if you hear anything you want to listen to or whatever. So Charlie, so song comes on. He goes, yes, that would be one Rihanna. Let's keep it here.
Wow.
Yes. Swear to God. Swear to God. Charlie's got more layers. I need to school you on Charlie during a break.
Yeah,
he's got
I'm
more
curious
layers.
About it. But when we did the show, sure he hates me.
Yeah, he does. But when we did a show, I mean, I'm sure he does too. But when we did a show, like Charlie doesn't talk to me hardly at all. We did a show for a year. During breaks, there was no talking. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I didn't need to be, we got going this weekend. I don't need to be having small talk
with
Charlie.
That's the worst. When you've got a, like when I've got a fill-in host for him.
And they don't know the rules.
No, and they like want to chat. And I'm just like, dude, I don't want to talk. And then they get like real insecure. Like, oh, I'm not doing a good job. Dude, I just don't want to, I don't want to chit-chat. And I got no time for it.
Because that's what the show is. You're going to waste something good.
I know. The worst thing in the world.
Because this show is a conversational show.
If something's going on and I want, like, there's stories. There's nothing worse, and I learned this early in radio, when you have a funny story and you do it off air and it's like everyone's cracking up. It's a great. And then you try to do it again on the air. It's the
flat.
Worst.
Yeah.
Because it's flat. There's no energy. So I will just say, save it for the air. If somebody's telling me a story, save it for the air. A buddy of mine, Eric Layden, who's an actor, I started asking him about, you know, doing movies. Oh, Bradley Cooper, and because he did American Sniper, Bradley Cooper. I didn't even think about it. And so we were talking about the way he gets cast and this stuff and what happens when casting directors. I said, you know what? Don't tell me. We'll do it next time we're on the podcast. I don't want to hear it now. I want to hear it, you know, then. So anyway, killed off that segment for you, boys.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it,
man.
Started with a Juggalo, and then we never got to that. But
you read any of that?
I did today, chapter 20.
What'd you learn about?
Well, I learned that Beth has.
I love that you're an old ass man. You got to put glasses on.
I know, I do. I used to have great vision, and all of a sudden it was like, nope, you're done.
It's because your face is buried in film all freaking
day. I'm 100% convinced.
Too much screen time.
That screen stuff. That's a real thing.
We limit our kids' screen time. You know, no one's limiting you.
Yeah. I literally open it to chapter 20.
Respect the South Carolina Gamecock, as you should. Did you read that?
Steve Spurrier would say, well, I read this page and this page, and I was like,
that's enough.
I'm good.
You know what you gave me yesterday?
Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah. She gave me a disposable mitten, like you put over your hand and your dong when you're pleasuring yourself. And you just
feel an email.
Yeah. You just finish into the mitten. And then you throw away the mitten instead of like having a sock that you reuse. Yeah. I forget what it's called. It's like the
instead of using a sock.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, I said, I don't know if I'm interested in this. I said, usually, like, I prefer to use a tissue.
Oh my God.
And she was like, I don't know. I mean,
this is the off the mic stuff that we do on our show. It's more that AJ is just like, no,
I mean, this is a conversational show.
It's the mitten.
So she had
the mitten.
She was under the impression, and maybe I'm the one in the wrong here. You guys can tell me how you do it, but she thought that you put the tissue like all the way over your part, and then like it's the tissue's touching you when you finish. Is that how you go?
I'm just not gonna. I don't need my email. I got enough email.
Can you just show me? Like, would you tell me if there's distance or? It's there's contact when you.
Oh crap! I just
gotta go.
I just got a text.
Okay, well,
it's about a Louisville defensive end.
Oh, all right. Well, let me know how it works out.
See, that's how you know. That's how you know a pro. That's how you know a pro. He knows when to eject. So, all right, guys. Hey, you want
Mark Lance off the list of people who are willing to work with me? By the way.
All right, guys, got to tell you, if it's almost here, man, Valentine's Day next week, and there's nothing better than combining Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers because, and I'll tell you what, you really want to score some points, send it to her office if she's working. She'll show it off to her friends. It'll look good. That's what I did, and there are all her friends like, man, you got a great husband. It's like, no, I was just smart. I just sent cherries, berries, and pro flowers there and makes it look good. And you can send your Valentine a one-of-a-kind gift that will really impress. Perfectly paired as two gifts in one. Dipped strawberries and gorgeous flowers arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your berries cold and your flowers fresh, guaranteed. Save 20% on any perfectly paired combination or any other gift over $29 with my promo code Fred and AJ.
Yep, you pick the delivery date. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one, or your money back. I can tell you, my wife is always satisfied with these. She loves these berries. She loves the flowers, of course, but the berries, you can't beat them. You can't get those. You can't get them like this anywhere else. You can go to the grocery store and buy some berries. Those berries aren't these berries. Those are junk berries. These are the real deal. Hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Only one way to get 20% off gifts over $29. Visit berries.com. Enter our code Fred and AJ at checkout. That's berries.com. berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ. It's a limited time offer. Valentine's Day will be here before you know it. So don't wait. Check out the perfectly paired and think inside the box.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbox Rodeo Clown Roundup. It's rodeo season, but before you hit the carnival and the rides and all that good stuff, get to Carbox Rodeo Clown Roundup. It's Sunday, February 18th. They're kicking it off Sunday morning at 7:30 with a timed 5K or 10K at the brewery. Wear your best Western gear or rodeo clown outfit. You got to be 21 or older, of course, and you'll receive a participation bandana, commemorative glass, and two tokens for beer at the finish line. After the race, great beer, live Texas country music featuring Stoney LaRue, Shooter Jennings, Bob Schneider, Cody Canada, and The Departed, Jenna Paulette. Grub on some awesome food at the Carbock restaurant and patio. They do have some awesome food. And sip that ice-cold fresh Carbock in the beer garden. It's going to be a hell of a good time, guys. Gates for the concert open at 1:30. Admission is $20. Kids under 10 are free. Register for the 5K, 10K, and get your tickets today. CarbockBrewing.com to register. Carbox Rodeo Clown Roundup, Sunday, February 18th at the brewery. Pick up your favorite Carbock beer today, or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbock.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple people think I'm being a jerk for saying I don't want to talk to anybody when the show ends. Can I explain that? Like my work day starts at basically 6 a.m, right? I get up, I do a bunch of stuff for sports stuff, sports map, sports and stuff, and then it's usually meetings of some sort and show prep and everything else, and that goes up until about 2 o'clock most days. And then there's a little gap while I'm driving here. So by 7 o'clock, after we've done the show, the last thing I want to do is talk to anybody. Don't be got a minute guy. Because I don't, unless you're David Gow.
You don't got it.
I got several minutes if you're David Gow. Anybody else? Got a minute? No. No, I don't. I'm going home. Because usually about 9, 9:30, I'm going to start doing sports map again before I go to bed. So if that makes me a jerk, okay. Sorry. I just, you know, like to have that one little gap there where I'm not having to do work. While I'm driving home. That's pretty much
that's too much to ask.
Yeah, I just want to get home as fast as possible. I want to sit down with a nice bottle of, you know, nice glass of bourbon or something and unplug for a little bit before I have to dive back in. That's it. All right, so I threw some curveballs at Jose.
Okay.
He came through on one. He failed on another. So basically, when we were supposed to be doing Sherry's Berries a lot sooner, he brought music back, and then we just went into a segment. So I had to explain to him that when you're doing a live read out of a break, there's no music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's learned that now. That's okay. First shot at it.
Strike one, right?
No, I'm not giving him a strike on that necessarily. Maybe a foul tip.
Okay. Well, that's a strike.
Yeah, so we had to rearrange things a little bit because of that.
That's how baseball works, Fred. That's a strike.
Okay, fine. But he did make
three strikes, and I get to punch him in the ribs as hard as I can, right?
Oh,
free
yeah.
Free shot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And but I did tell
Jose
him.
Jose weighs like 14 pounds. I would probably punch a hole in him.
That's the truth. I'm going to go probably like a buck 10. He's like jockey size.
Jose's wearing like a medium sweater right now. Like his sweatshirt is probably, is that a size medium, Jose?
It is.
Yeah. It looks like it's a triple XL. I mean, it's
no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It's absurd. You got to eat, bro.
I do. I eat plenty, actually.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
They give you money around here, right?
Yeah. Now they do, yeah.
Are you using it on food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what's your living situation? Where you stay with your parents? You live by yourself?
Yeah, I live with my mom and my older brother.
Okay. How's that working out?
Yeah, it's good.
Tough to get laid?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know when mom's going to be out of town and stuff?
For sure.
Yeah, that's good. You and your brother help each other out with that?
For sure.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's what good brothers are for. Mm.
I bet, though, that he's like really roided up under that shirt because he does all the wrestling. So he's probably got...
I don't think so.
So he's like a little roided up guy.
I don't think
those
so.
Those are the worst kind, as opposed to the big roided up guy. You can see the roid rage coming. He's just going to snap. He's got a little ninja in him. He's a little bit like ninja.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. One of these days, I think you're just going to walk in and you're going to have a machete and just be going after people.
I'm so passive aggressive. I feel like I'm just building up my anger, and one day I'm going to snap.
Yeah. See, at least he admits it. Ninja won't admit it. Ninja doesn't even talk. Because you'll say that.
Who do you think he's going to snap on?
Well,
I mess with him a lot, but I'm pretty sure he's smart enough not to try to snap on me.
Yeah, I would if I were to make a betting favorite. I think I might go Juggalo Trey.
No, I love him too.
Yeah. I know you love him,
but they're boys.
But he's also kind of below you on the ladder.
Who do you think would win if you and Juggalo Trey actually fought?
Me, because of the endurance factor.
Yeah, you don't think his size advantage would hurt you?
If I'm quick enough, no.
Okay. Because you probably have better endurance than me, but I'm pretty sure I could still beat you up.
Oh, yeah, I know that for a fact, yeah.
But, I mean, you're quicker, but sometimes that doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I think it would be a pretty even fight. I don't think either of us have been in a real fight.
Okay.
So it'd be pretty even.
I think Trey's been beat up a couple times.
I mean, so have I. So.
Oh, were you bullied when you were young?
I mean, by, like, my sibling, my brother and cousins, nothing like at school. Nah. Okay.
That's good. You never got stuffed in trash cans or anything?
No, I was a smart kid everyone wanted a copy off of.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Maybe he's less likely to snap then.
Yeah, maybe so.
Now, how smart could you be? Look where you are.
Right.
Look where you're working and what you're doing.
The first time I worked with Granado, he was like, you idiot, you got a college degree to work here?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we try to tell all you guys, and nobody listens. So it's fun having Lance on every now and then.
Yeah.
I like when he just pops in like that.
I do, too.
That's
That dude's always welcome. He's good.
Yeah, he is. And he gets what we do.
I mean, I'd prefer if he actually, like, you know, participated in the conversation when we've got pressing questions that people need the answer to and not just pretend like he's got some fake prospect he's got to go scout.
See, that's one thing that he and I have in common is you're not going to get that crap out of me. I know better. I know where you're going with it. Juggalo Trey, Jose, yeah, you can get it out of them. But
Lamont says, man, I get being antisocial or to yourself. I'm like that, and I hate crowds now in my older age, but just weird to hear guys who chose a mass communications profession but selective on who to converse with. But that's the thing. Like, I didn't go into mass communications. That wasn't what I majored in. Like, I went to a school where I sat in a studio by myself with no one else around and worked on a computer with a headset on. So I didn't have to deal with people. That's not what I signed up for.
I don't mind dealing with people. I just don't. You also have to put limits on work is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about limits with people out there, but yeah, that's weird. It's weird. I don't mind being weird.
Yeah.
I've been weird my whole life. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, be happy to take some calls, and, you would probably be happy to, jump into a pajamagram right now.
Oh, I bet he would. You know why? Cause they're super soft. They are let me tell you what pajamagrams got working here, guys. They're soft pajamas, and you've probably felt some soft pajamas in your life. You never felt any like this. The Tempting Touch PJs, they're made with micro velvet, which was created by a scientist at Pajamagrams Laboratories. They came up with the softest thing in the whole wide world. They found a baby sheep and said, okay, that's pretty soft. And then they said, let's make it softer, and they did. They are simply the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are begging to be touched. Go to pajamagram.com and get your lady the blissful comfort that you know she deserves. And as I tell you all the time, if you make your lady happy, you'll be happy. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting, guys. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed for Valentine's Day. Visit Pajamagram.com or give them a call. 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Pajamagram.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and he just did the same thing to me that Jong's done the last 2 days, right when I'm about to read about SportsMap. David Gals already told you about it. But some good stuff on SportsMap.com today. First off, please follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Make sure you sign up for our emails, which you're about to crank up. But John Granato has a story I want to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour that's on there that's really good and getting a lot of play. Mindy Leveno has a nice video on how Belichick screwed up the Super Bowl. Barry Laminek tells the Colts to stop whining that McDaniels did nothing wrong. And a lot of stuff from, you know, we do a partner content partnership with Vipe, who does high schools. So there's a lot of good stuff from them, including if, you know, you're interested in recruiting, they've got you covered with recruiting
stuff.
They've
got you covered.
They have the top 10 steals of National Signing Day on there, among other stuff. So there's plenty of recruiting on there for the people. And it's a really good site. And Jose's actually helping with the Vibe stuff now. Are you actually doing that? Or are you just...
Jose know about high school sports?
Everything, AJ.
Really?
Yeah, I know my high school is actually good for once.
He's just posting the content. He's not...
So you know about your high school?
Well, that's what I focus on when I'm uploading these articles in there. I notice, oh, Eisenhower's actually doing something. Good for them.
So you don't really know anything about it?
I know that they're decent at it.
Okay. So he's not writing any content, right?
No, he's just posting the Vibe stuff to our site, basically.
Okay. Yeah, Jose doesn't really know about sports. He only knows about pro wrestling.
Mm, yeah. And, well, he knows soccer. He's a soccer guy, too.
Yeah. Well, when you get a job in another country, that'll be really effective for you. Congratulations. You can move to one of those S-hole countries and get a job there doing radio.
He actually wrote a soccer story the other day on an interview Glenn Davis had.
The problem is if he leaves this country to go work somewhere else, those other countries don't care as much about wrestling.
Yeah.
So you got to choose either wrestling or soccer.
Well, Mexico loves their lucha libre.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you love lucha libre?
I could. I could grow
you
to could, love it.
You could grow into it.
There's okay. money in it. Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
I don't really have one. I guess AJ Styles, but I don't really have like.
You don't a like? Oh, wrestler. I can't wait to see this guy have a match.
No, not really.
Okay. Did you ever have a favorite wrestler?
Yeah. Growing up, it was The Rock.
The Rock was your guy. What'd you like about him?
Just the way he talked on the microphone. I barely missed the Stone Cold era, so otherwise it'd be Stone Cold.
You missed the Stone Cold era, like you didn't see him wrestle.
Yeah, I missed the majority of his career. I was born in 94, so.
Oh, good Lord.
You just get younger and younger.
That's crazy. So you're what, 23?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
94, I was, oh, my God. That I don't even want to, that's Sam Houston Race Park opened in 1994.
Yeah. Wow. I was in eighth grade. I was already squeezing boobs.
Oh, I was, never
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, that was already, you were doing better than me.
Yeah. all right, I got a bunch of giveaways today, so let's start with a Sherry's Berries $50 gift certificate. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries to send your sweetheart this Valentine's Day. Beautifully gourmet-dipped strawberry gift packages start at just $24.99. Take the pressure off and order now. Just head over to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in the passcode Fred and AJ. About caller number 10, you're going to get a $50 gift card to Sherry's Berries. Yep. Congratulations. So, all right, let's try a call, but there's like Brandon and Brandon. Pick a Brandon, Jose. Let's see if you do well at this or not.
Let's do Rockets Brandon.
Okay. That's a lame pick, but all right. We'll see if it works out. What's up, Brandon?
What's up? What's up, Fred? AJ?
What's up, sports?
Hey, I got a random question for y'all, man. For the 94-95 Rockets.
Hang up on this guy. It's the same guy that called with the same stupid question the other day. Great call, Jose. Good job.
I'll make the decision. No more calls. Yeah,
you make the decision. You don't decide which Brandon we take next time. Like, I That's one I could name that tune in three notes. I could tell I was the exact same guy with the exact same stupid question that we're never going to do on this show, so stop calling with it.
I always forget what anybody sounds like.
Well, the really, truly bad ones I've got memorized now.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And that he just did this the other day. I remember that thing. So.
But I've already forgotten his name, honestly.
Well, he used a different name last time, too.
Oh, okay.
But I recognize the voice right away. It's such a dumb question. Quit asking it. Other Brandon, try not to suck, or else this is it for calls for today.
No pressure, dude.
Yeah.
Sports.
Try being there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, sports is going on.
Sports is going on. Hey, I got some inside information, man. It's for the about that they got the mom that got up from the table about the guy that went to a different team that she wanted to go to. Yeah, well, here it is. My cousins are friends with a girl that's a producer at ESPN. She posted on Facebook yesterday. My friend is producer at ESPN. She brought us some background on the situation. Not saying the mom handled like she was upset, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let me get to the good part. Okay. The part is Jacob has a history of gang-related activity being associated with negative crowds. The main crew is rampant in Gainesville, where his U.S. is located. She wanted her son to go to Bama, Tennessee, not for fandom purposes, but simply for her son, so with so much potential, could be away from those who could bring him down. So instead of going away, we end up choosing the exact place that crowd could be. So far, you said, oh, no, I can't believe she did that. She didn't support her own son, understand her point of view. Now she did come back to hug him and congratulate him, but she had a moment of humanity, which would have been probably just been upset. So for you guys to judge her, try to understand that she was pissed because her son did not go the other way around.
Well, yeah. First off, we didn't judge her at all because we never commented on that.
Yeah, so. I didn't really care. I only thought it was funny.
Yeah, but we didn't mention it for 1 second on the show, so, you know.
But I will say, imagine your son's going to play Division I college football and, like, no matter what, you should be happy. I mean, I would imagine if one of my kids played and what did I say was the worst state in the whole country?
Oklahoma.
If my kid was good enough to play Division I football and he chose to go to Oklahoma, I'd be happy for him.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. You know,
okay, that's back to back bad Brandons.
So we're done taking calls for the day?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. If you guys want to get in, text line 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter. But yeah, that's just not how we wanted to start the day. But you should talk more high school football. Nobody talks about it because it is a ratings killer.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the people who care about it care about their certain little things. Like, people were giving us grief in Beaumont over that. Whatever that big game was when we were there that none of us had paid any attention to.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, and it's, oh, this is huge. This is huge. Huge in, and Wade Phillips played there or whatever. Yeah, okay, that's great. Go to the game, have fun. You're going to sit down and break that down? 90% of your audience is going to be like, sorry,
yeah,
we're out of here. Go back to talking about masturbation. And that's kind of how it works. So, man, it's one of those things. If you're interested in it, great. Great for you. But it's not a radio. There's a lot of things that just don't work on radio. And somebody says, LOL, that wasn't inside info. I read that today on Twitter. Yeah.
I don't have any inside info.
Yeah.
I also had forgotten about that story. I'm over it.
Hmm. And the same guy's bitching about horse racing. It's like, I don't shove horse racing down anybody's throat. I rarely talk about it on here. Except when we're at the track, where it's sponsored.
Right.
So if one of your high schools wants to put up as much money and have
us out there, even then
we don't. We have one guest.
We have an interview, and that's pretty much all we talk about, horse racing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, so, maybe you should just change the channel. Quick break.
Should they change it to the all high school?
Yeah, go listen to the high school time. Yeah, there's a high school show on the station on Friday nights. You should listen to that. That'll take care of it. All right. And I just said no more calls, and look at the board. People don't pay. They don't believe you. All right. Next hour coming up. I hate people that feel entitled.
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.